In the first decade of the new millennium, prescriptions for opioid painkillers nearly quadrupled. So did the number of Americans who die each year from prescription pill overdoses. As in any drug crisis, schools can play a central role in education and prevention. But for this particular crisis, some are turning to an unfamiliar partner, the school nurse. Avia Wolfman-Arendt has more from the Delaware desk.
When students visit Fran Avena's office at Warner Elementary School in Wilmington, they're likely to receive two things, medication and a pop quiz.
Do you ever take medicine from somebody you don't know, from a stranger?
No.
Do you always make sure you check the bottle before you take your medicine?
Yes.
High five.
Okay, a stranger will give you the wrong medicine.
That's my boy.
Hello.
Avena is the school nurse, and the third graders flitting about her office on this morning visit every day to receive medication. They know Ms. Fran's spiel.
And if somebody were to do that, who would you go tell?
Teacher. Mom and Dad.
Very good. And a teacher. Excellent.
What you're hearing probably doesn't sound like health education, at least not the kind most of us grew up with, a world of awkward lectures from gym teachers and after-school specials.
If every time you have a problem, you just get stoned, if you just avoid your problems instead of facing them, you're never going to know how to deal with them.
Drug education dates to the late 19th century when temperance advocates visited schools to preach the dangers of alcohol and tobacco. In recent decades, the focus has been on illicit drugs, and police have played a significant role through programs like DARE. Now, as the conversation shifts to prescription drugs, school nurses are stepping into the fray. Beth Maddy is a school nurse in North Wilmington and head of the National Association of School Nurses.
We saw what was happening and the drugs that were being prescribed and how kids were taking them. They thought, well, one is good, I'll take three. Or I've witnessed it. Here, take one of my pills. This will help.
In 2009, Maddy's organization introduced Smart Moves, Smart Choices, a program to educate students and parents about the dangers of prescription drugs. Starting in 2014, Delaware has allotted $50,000 annually to train nurses statewide in the program. And as the only state that requires every school to have a nurse, the first state has taken a leading role.
We explain, you know, the pill might make you feel better, but it's doing other things as well. So let's see if we can fix this another way. And that's what we're trying to really get across to people.
In 2014, Smart Moves, Smart Choices added an elementary school component. The message at that level isn't really anti-drug. It's more about orienting youngsters to a world that is increasingly medicated. What's safe? What isn't? What does a healthy relationship with prescribed medicine look like for an 8-year-old? Fran Avena says it's not just about the painkillers.
It is about the ADHD medication. It is about the mood disorder. And it's at all ages. I mean, I have preschoolers that are taking medication for various reasons. What do we got here, buddy? Is that you?
Yeah.
How do you know?
My name.
All right, there you go.
Avena used to work in a local emergency room where she witnessed firsthand the proliferation of painkillers and then the evolution of prescription pill addiction.
Probably close to 2 decades ago, it was just kind of, you started noticing people returning quite often to come into the emergency room, kind of with the same complaints. They really weren't really in so much pain, but now it had become a problem of substance use disorder, basically. The bodies needed it more and more and more, and it was not ever enough.
Avena says the medical establishment helped cause today's opioid epidemic. She feels personal responsibility, both to talk about the problem and to help fix it.
You know, although there's been some horrific results of this epidemic, you know, there has been some goodness coming out of it to see the role that we all play in this. It's been a bittersweet road.
With the phone chirping, Avena's off to mend another boo-boo, take another temperature, and do something she could have never imagined during her frantic days in the ER. Teach. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.